has arrived. Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
We're created to build community, created to build the kingdom of God.
There is a power when we step into our role as sons and daughters.
The kingdom of God has not moved forward by good conduct. It's moved forward by good belief.
If you want people to be creative, you got to give them permission to really explore.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast. We are coming to you from the City of Hope, Joplin, Missouri, home of Next Gen Worship, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. My name is Clint.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm Josh. We are so excited. Conference coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yes. Man, yes. It's here.
I just remember like last spring we were talking about conference and
yeah.
Just like that, it's here.
Yeah. Well, you take a breather after one conference, and then you gear up for the next one. Pretty much how it goes.
Right.
But super excited because we're having special guest Ray Hughes and our great friend Mark Hendrickson. It's going to be incredible. 3 days of encounter.
October 13th through 15th, and you can still get registered at culturechangersconference.com. Something really cool coming up this week, kind of gearing up for conference and getting together with our community, mm-hmm. is House Fires Bonfire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going to do an outdoor house fires, have some worship, big bonfire. Bring your kiddos, bring some hot dogs, and we're going to roast them. We're going to try to get a flatbed truck out there and do open mic and...
Yeah, singer-songwriter open mic night.
So if you got a song you want to share, just come on out and do that.
Yeah, share it. Even spoken words. There's a lot of guys in our community that do spoken word. It's really awesome, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh, even you can get up there if you want.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sour cream is white, and comes in a tub. Thank you.
We'll just pray for you a little bit on that.
Yeah,
one,
I think you need to practice.
So okay. One of our core values is building community, and that's what this night is all about.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Know, we're just going to come and we're going to provide the fire, bring some food, we're going to hang out, listen to some music, and
we're going to showcase the studio. And so come on out to the bonfire this Friday night, 7 o'clock. Something we're starting.
Yeah, I think I don't know
something somewhere like around. It's on the 7th, so I get confused. 6:37, something like that. Come on out, and plenty of room to park, and we're gonna have a good old time. Got a big porch to kind of hang out on and mm-hmm. build relationships, meet new people, and see the studio.
Yeah, so we're gonna have an open house for the very first time. An official open house for Next Gen Worship's Identity Studios.
Woo-hoo.
It's a recording studio that we've been basically working on all year, and we have got to a place where we're like, hey, let's show the public, and we built the studio to support the Next Gen Worship Collective record label, which is rocking and rolling, getting ready to start our first project there. So super exciting, super fun. Come and check it out.
And we do want to say thank you to everyone who has contributed to the Nick and Ashley project.
Mm-hmm.
I am just so pleased with our community.
Incredible.
Pitching in and raising the money, and we're doing really well there. If you'd like to contribute to that, you can find more about that on Facebook, and you can just go to facebook.com/nextgenworship.
Or you can go to their artist page, nickandashleysmith.com.
Yeah, there you go. NickandAshleySmith.com. Find out all about the project, how you can contribute, and I think there's some little fun stuff that
some
you
rewards.
Can get mm-hmm. in return for partnering with us.
Yeah.
So, and you can also find out about Next Gen Worship House Fires Bonfire. That's happening this Friday night, also on our House Fires page. So,
all are welcome.
Yes. Next week on the broadcast, we're going to be talking with Rachel Grindle from Christ and Youth about the price of a dream. And that's going to be an interesting topic to get into. Look forward to that next week. Today, we're going to have the second half of our two-part interview with One Worship, talking with Henry Haney and Heather Nunn and Mike Hubbard. We're discussing the topic of one voice. So stick around. More of that to come.
We are becoming what Jesus died for. We are revealing to all of creation what they are longing for. We are taking responsibility for the history of the world. Sons and daughters of God, unite. It is the dawning of a new day. A new era of the kingdom is emerging. We are sweeping our cities and regions into a divine momentum that changes their history forever. Culture Changers 2016 is 3 days of hosting the presence of God for encounter. Six dynamic speakers, including Ray Hughes and Mark Hendrickson. Four worship bands from our own region. History will hear the sound this generation makes. Join us for 3 days of encounter that will change everything.
Register now for early bird specials at culturechangersconference.com.
The Next Gen. You're listening to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast,
where we're empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
And most of that costs something. You know, everybody that goes and pursues a dream, it costs, first of all, the risk to do it and the grit to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so next week, we're going to be diving into that a little bit, the price of a dream.
That's exactly right.
With Rachel Grindel with Christ in Youth.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Last week, we started a topic, actually a couple weeks ago, we kind of got into the idea of heaven's sound, one voice,
mm-hmm.
what is community like, and what are we on this planet to do? And we're going to continue that conversation today and part two of the interview we did with One Worship.
Yeah. Well, we are just kind of diving into this topic again because it is really what's happening right now. We feel this as a right now. If we're going to dive into some church language, Kairos moment.
Wow.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Isn't that syrup?
Churchianity coming at
Greek
you.
Greek there, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I think I put that syrup in my pecan pie, Kairos.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The dark or the light?
The light, right?
Yes, the light.
But when we say Kairos moment, we are talking about what God is saying into the earth right now. And what we believe that he's saying into the earth right now is actually an invitation. We feel a great awakening beginning to rumble, and we feel him inviting his church, calling them into a higher place. And that higher place is a new place, a new identity, a new position, a new authority. It's not really new. It's really what where we're supposed to be all along. But this place as sons and daughters of God. And we believe that as people transition in their heart identity away from an orphan heart, away from a heart that's full of shame, has distance from God, into an identity as a son of God and a daughter of God, that that position is going to ignite a movement in the earth that's going to establish heaven on earth like we've never seen before. And we're calling this maybe a new era of the kingdom.
You know, you see this with the church kind of like emerging out of this place of saying prayers that try to convince us of the truth, or people asking God to heal them, and maybe he will, maybe he won't. It's up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when we begin to realize who we are, and it's all about identity, we yeah. all begin to realize who we really are, then we all begin to act like Jesus.
Yep.
We all begin to move into that place, and that is one voice, this one yeah. movement. We are one body. And we begin to look like each other and talk like each other because we're all walking in that same authority Jesus had.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really interesting that, you know, we have a generation of people now who are completely dissatisfied with, you know, the past religious form where we go to church on Wednesdays, we go to church on Sundays, we do our duty, and that's all there is to it. And you have a generation of people who are really looking for relationship and experience and a community. And I think that's just so timely.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, I mean, we're seeing a generation emerge that has justice buttons.
Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean by that? Like, they are really hot about issues that affect humanity.
Yes.
And so now you're going to see, I believe we're going to see a whole generation rise up with that kind of a justice button, so to speak, mixed with maybe, you know, they're going to have an encounter with God that's going to wreck their life. And they're going to start carrying the presence of God and a justice that goes together. When you mix the presence of God and justice, I think maybe you're going to get Jesus on the earth, but you're going to start to see answers to big problems. We're going to, I mean, we're seeing like, oh, here's, this is great. I love this. We haven't talked about this yet, but Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, and his wife is a medical doctor. They are pledging several $1 billion to try to end disease in their children's lifetime. That is awesome. And that is exactly what I'm talking about, because they're going to create a research facility, fund it to the nines, you know, and try to actually solve some of these problems that are plaguing society. So I don't think if somebody's struggling with a disease and we pray for them, or if they take medicine, they're probably not going to care which worked. One of them worked and now they're better. So I'm talking about those kind of people that are hot to solve some of this injustice in the earth, like sickness, like poverty, those kinds of things.
I really think that this time frame is similar to the Jesus movement in almost like a redo of the hippie era. You know how that era really changed our culture. A lot of it, not for the good. Some of it was really good ideas. And so it's almost like this generation of people that have a justice button, that want to see big things happen in the world, are like, you know, another wave of that. People who see the ability to shift culture. And if we steward it well, if we listen to the Holy Spirit, I think that it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. And we see it throughout history, even in the Bible, so many stories of God using an unjust person, even a horrible person, to move his kingdom forward, to put pieces into play, to start things in motion for someone else. And so who knows, like the possibilities are endless, but that's what's so cool about our time, is that we are actually participating with something that's going to affect generations from now. And I think having that long-term perspective, that prophetic perspective, to be able to like travel in time almost, you know, like look through the lens of heaven and see, what does God want to produce in the earth? What does it look like generations from now? Instead of being so tied up with our personal ministries, preferences, our opinions, our pride, you know, whatever that keeps us locked into our little bitty, itty bitty vision, you know, we want to begin to just take off the limits and create something that ceiling is so high that when the next generation steps onto it, they're finding themselves in a brand new place that no generation has ever been before.
So let's go ahead and dive into that next week, trying to see beyond our lifetime, that long gaze, hundreds of years down the road. You know, Jesus might come back in our lifetime and establish his kingdom, and who knows what he's got planned, but what has he got planned right now? If we listen, we can hear him, and there is a price to pay to really partner with God and fulfill the dreams that he has in his heart. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week with Rachel Grindle from Christ in Youth. Coming up, we're going to continue the two-part interview with Heather Nunn, Mike Hubbard, and Henry Haney with One Worship.
Each generation has its own divine mandate from God, its own set of responsibilities to release truths and realities in the kingdom into the earth. And we at Next Gen Worship feel the responsibility to begin to steward and call out as a voice to an entire generation. We want to invite you to partner with us financially, prayer, and community. We encourage one-time donations as well as a partnership that creates a connection. Help us empower generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Your giving will help us travel to cities carrying the heart and message of the worship movement in our region. Continue to produce the Next Gen Worship broadcast. Establish our record label, the Next Gen Worship Collective. Create consumable media geared towards raising up and inspiring the sons and daughters of God that creation is longing for. Hold conferences that are focused on bringing people into a life-changing encounter with God, and much more. To partner with us, go to nextgenworship.com/partner.
The Next Gen. You're listening to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. Next week, we're going to be visiting with Rachel Grindle about the price of a dream. You don't want to miss that program. Today, we've been continuing the discussion about One Voice, and we're diving into part two of our interview with One Worship, Henry Haney, Heather Nunn, and Mike Hubbard.
So, Heather, maybe since you were the declared leader here, why don't you tell us about one of your songs on there and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I'll tell you about the song Nothing Is Impossible. It was birthed out of a 2-year dark night of the soul season. There's seasons of your life where your time with the Lord is just overflow and it's just joyful and you can't wait to just spend time with the Lord because it's just so amazing. And then there's seasons that are not like that, and it's really about surviving the next few hours because you're just so depleted. And I was just super discouraged. I was disillusioned and felt just completely disconnected from the promise of God in my life. And I remember sitting down, grabbing my guitar as I was just in the discipline of doing before heading into work, and it was like I had nothing. I just had nothing. And in that place of just complete despair, honestly, the Holy Spirit just began to sing through me to my soul. And what came out was, be still and know. Be still and know. Calm down those raging waters in your soul. Be still and know. I'm God. Your life is in my hands. And I just began to encourage myself and the Lord. just kind of led me on this journey from that place of just total surrender and just letting God be God, and how there's a kind of enduring faith that only comes from that complete trust and that complete rest.
I am God and your life is in my hands. I am Lord over all from the beginning and the end. And nothing is impossible for me. I'm building in you faith to move my
The tag of the song where it says, I'm building in you faith to move mountains, came from a spontaneous worship moment at Beach Chapel a couple of years ago. And I saw the two themes blending together. And so the rest is, as they say, history.
Henry, what about you?
I did three songs on the album. Let's talk about Born of the Spirit. So the song Born of the Spirit, it's a little bit more aggressive. It's so funny because all three of the songs, two of the songs that I did on this album are upbeat, and I'm more of a, like, just give me an acoustic guitar and, you know, I'll be smooth guy. Yeah. But so Born of the Spirit's a little more upbeat. It's a little more aggressive. And, that song actually came out of a vision that I had, and the vision was of a sailboat in the middle of a body of water. And the wind was blowing in the sails of the sailboat, but it wasn't able to move because it was anchored. And I began to think about Jesus' exchange with Nicodemus about what it means to be born of the Spirit and how people are moved and you don't know where they're going or where they're coming from and all of that. And then I was reminded of the story that I heard about Charles Spurgeon, who one day was walking with a friend of his. And they went by this farm area and looked up, and there was a weather vane on top of the barn. And instead of it being like a rooster or any of that on the weather vane had the words, God is love. And Charles Spurgeon was so intrigued that he went and knocked on the guy's door, and he asked him, like, what's the deal with this weather vane? And the guy explained to him, well, the wind changes direction all the time, but the one consistent thing is that God is love. No matter which way the wind blows, God is love. And I've been singing this song out for the last, well, I think it's been 3 years now, over this region. Just the idea of we need to break our chains and our anchors and the things that are holding us to our churches, to our pet doctrines, to our relationships that are holding us back. Because God's Spirit is constantly blowing in our sails to move us the direction He wants to move us. And as long as we're anchored to these things, which is actually just a form of fear, we're not believing that His love is going to take us where we need to go.
So pull up your anchors and break the chain. Let Him have His way. The Spirit is moving you. Don't be afraid. Let Him have His way. So pull up your anchors and break the chain. Let Him have His way. The Spirit is moving you. Don't be afraid. Let Him have His way.
So good.
Yeah.
I love that song. I love all of Henry's songs, but I love that song because of the aggression in it. Like, it's really a call to action, a call to just jump out, get rid of fear. It makes you want to bite your bottom lip song. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's like that.
Thunder kitten.
Mike, do you have a song you want to talk about?
This moment. Presence of God's about proximity, being close. Sometimes we can be far away. Just like in all relationships, we can have a phone call with our wife. We have an intimate moment, talk about the money. It's all about proximity. And to me, there's those times when we worship and it's that close encounter with the Lord. When you get there, you don't want to lose it. You just want to stay there. To me, it's learning to recognize those moments. I think as worship leaders, we really want to acclimate our spirits to recognize the moment. So I like working with these guys. I mean, I've been in worship scenarios with them, and it's fun to look at them and they look at you and go, ah, this is a moment. And we park it, or a spiritual song takes off, a song of the Lord. it's acclimating the people of God too, to recognize the presence. You know, we've all come out of typical services where you just get warmed up and it's time to stop the worship because we got to go to the next thing. And thank God we're kind of breaking out of that. It's not a dig on church. I mean, there's time for announcements. There's a time for programs. I'm all for that. I'm just saying that when we recognize the presence of God, that's what we're after. Why walk away? Linger there. And we find as we allow ourselves the freedom to do that. And that's why I've so appreciated the One Gatherings. It's just unadulterated presence. No interruptions. It's vertical. And when you do that, He's lifted up. And guess what? He starts to speak to us. He starts to move in our midst. My favorite thing with worship is when I can actually lay my guitar down and walk away and it's still going on. And watching people in the room, I've seen this happen many times where people are engaged in the presence, either quietly on their face or they're praying for each other. To me, it's like we've done our job. We've opened the door for the presence and we've given people permission to engage Him. So it's about that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose this moment. I don't want to let it slip away. Just to be close to You in Your glory night and day.
Incredible. Well, why don't you talk to us about your dreams for the future? What are the things that you guys are dreaming about? Even prophetically, it's obvious to me that you're pioneering a new heart and a new message. It's not entirely new. It's more getting back to the heart of things. But I would love to hear about what you're seeing down the road and some of the really big things that you have in your heart. Really, only God can do. We're kind of looking for those kinds of things to talk about.
Really brainstorming and dreaming with God about ways to raise up and empower and release artists. Even if it's not through One Worship, because there's plenty of artists, writers, painters that don't have a call to the church, and they need to be released into the marketplace. Yeah. And I think the church, for many, many years, has done a terrible job at empowering and supporting and encouraging those types of people. I think we've just had a poor view of that. So but those are the things burning on my heart right now.
Yeah, that's good. I love what he said. I agree with all that. Oh, my goodness. The truth about creativity is, if you're alive and breathing, you're creative, because we're created in the image of God and He's not done creating. So that's where we get to come in as co-creators with Him. And that goes into all aspects of life. Like, I believe the church should be on the cutting edge of inventions, cures for diseases in the medical field, of education, and not just the creative arts aspect of it, but like in all the seven mountains that you're probably familiar with. But in any case, like for San Diego, I mean, ultimately my dream is total transformation, revival in the church that bleeds out all over the streets in every aspect of life, and that people and families are restored, are healed. Like the minute you step into San Diego County, you notice something's different. That's my dream.
Cool. Piggyback on that, we have a saying in the group I work with, permission's been granted to do church different. So what would it look like to tell people what works for you to gather? Is it a coffee house? What works for you to minister? Again, you know, I love the Sunday gatherings, but that's one way to gather as a church. That's just one way. There's a multitude of ways, and I believe it's as many facets as our giftings and callings in the body of Christ. So we've been exploring, experimenting. I mean, we haven't got this figured out. Like Henry was saying earlier, we're just waking up today and going, okay, Lord, what's that next step? We've got some ideas. But it starts with a permissional atmosphere of saying, what's in you? I mean, I think as leaders, our real goal is to equip saints, which means I'm a releaser, not a recruiter. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling people to my vision as much. There's time for that. Some people need to come under and learn. But, you know, like with these guys, they don't need to follow me. They've got their own visions. My job as a father in this area is to say, gosh, you got to go. How can I help you? Let's work together in this. So I get privileged to kind of hang out. And, you know, the Thunder Kitten thing, that's the thing I say to my daughter, a little tiny package with a big voice, you know. So I bring her up because she's a part of a church just down the street in San Marcos. They just released an album called Wave After Wave. They're doing worship for the Fire and Glory with Jeremy Nelson. Mm-hmm. Something's emerging out of San Diego. Started with worship. There's an identity or the destiny of San Diego that's being released. So that's kind of the big, broad picture of where God's taking us. And day by day, we're finding that out. But some of the things Henry talked about, learning to be community in creative ways, learning to reach the streets in creative ways. See, it's the same plan, go make disciples. But the way we've been doing it, let's face it, we haven't been effective. We haven't changed our culture. And we've got to integrate with our culture. And that's going to take creativity. So we don't know what the next steps are, but I believe it's in the people we're ministering to, and we got to give them permission and then walk them through it, because, you know, it takes time to develop and grow. We have to come alongside as leaders and pioneers and say, let's walk that out. Let's find it what it is and release you into it.
That's so powerful, guys. Well, give us some ways that we can connect people to you, whether it be social media or website, and maybe tell us about some of your upcoming events. I know you mentioned conference, Heather. Just give us those things so we can get people connected to you guys.
We're channeling everything through Heather's website right now, which is onesoundsd.com. If people are interested in finding out about the One Worship Gatherings, they can go to oneworshipgatherings.org. Heather, why don't you talk about the One Sound Conference?
Yeah, so we have our fourth conference coming up this October 20th to the 23rd. If any of you guys are in San Diego, you are welcome to come. And we're bringing in Dan McCollum. He's one of my mentors and just an amazing man that carries just some of the most mind-blowing revelation about the power of sound and even the science of sound and just really weighty revelation. So he's coming in again to partner with us. And my friend Michael Dalton, who lives out in the desert, he's coming out. He's also one of those guys, like a fireball that travels around the world. And it's just an honor to have him come. And you know, one of the things I love to do during these conferences is include some of our local amazing people. So we have like breakout sessions on Saturday. Whatever I can do to just equip and empower people with what they're already doing, that's the whole heart of the conference. Of course, I'm believing for glory to fall and angels to be there and any of that fun stuff too. Like, I'll take it.
You know what's really cool is you guys have Ray Hughes speaking at your conference this year, right?
Yes, that's correct.
He was the one that spoke 2 years ago at the One Sound conference. We love Ray Hughes.
Oh, he's definitely one of the fathers for this region also.
Henry, Heather, and Mike, I really appreciate your time today. Such a like heart, even a like assignment between San Diego and the Midwest. We really value your pioneer hearts. Even the new language and the fresh thinking and the permissional culture that you talked about, it's affected us, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So good to have One Worship on the program with us, and we look forward to talking with them again in the near future as they continue to do projects. I know we're going to be working hand in hand with them as we advance the kingdom right here on planet Earth. More to come next week with The Price of a Dream. We're going to be visiting with Rachel Grindle from Christ in Youth, and it's going to be a great program. You don't want to miss it. Tune in next week to hear what's on the Father's heart for our generation and the generations to come. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Next Gen Worship Broadcast.